The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Jesus Christ.
Got someone's game. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Start you off with a little story here this morning, okay? Here's a true story with all the names omitted to protect the innocent, okay? So, as a young lady, a college student, lifelong atheist, who was beginning to doubt her atheism, and she would regularly make trips to the Catholic Student Center, and sit in the chapel, sit in the presence of the tabernacle, and she'd shed tears. Not tears of anything else other than frustration, because she was searching and searching, and one day she went to the priest and she said, "If God is real, where's the proof?" And so the priest went through all the classic academic explanations for the proofs for the existence of God, and he told her about the proof from the order in the universe and the proof from universals like mathematics and science and the proof from the goodness of the lives of the saints. And none of those things moved the young lady's heart at all. And so the priest said, "Well, there is one more proof, okay, but it's really personal to me." And he said, "The more I enter into a relationship with this mysterious God," this is my proof, he said, "the more I enter into a relationship with this mysterious God, the more I discover that I'm set free from myself. I enter more into compassion and care and attention for other people. I'm set free from the prison of my own making. And it makes me enter even more deeply into the relationship with this mysterious God that started it all. Now, what I've come to discover in my life is that the only thing that can bring me outside of myself is another person. Things have never been able to do that for me. And that is my proof that a real personal God really exists." And the young lady said, I never heard anything like that before. And it touched her heart like no academic explanation ever could. And she walked away in deep thought, never quite sure what became of her, but it really resonated. And Jesus says, "The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Give and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing." You know what he's talking about there? He's talking about doing business in the ancient marketplace selling grain. See, it used to go something like this. If you were selling grain in the ancient marketplace and someone came up to you to buy grain, you'd take out a measure of grain and you'd put it in their satchel and you'd say, "That'll be 2 shekels, okay? But if a friend came up to you, or a family member, or a loved one came up to you, you'd take out your measure, and you'd measure out the grain, and then you'd shake it. You'd let it settle down, and you'd put even more grain in, right? You'd give them a good measure. Why would you give them a good measure? Because that's what love does, right? Love just gives. And Jesus says, to the one who gives, I will give. And he's not talking about grain, is he? He's talking about himself. Now, all of us are searching. You wouldn't be here this morning if you weren't searching. You might not be a lifelong atheist like that young lady in college, but you're searching. And a very simple message for the day is that our search ends when we learn how to give in good measure. That's when we stop searching and start finding. When we learn the meaning of sacrificial giving in every manner of life to everyone we meet, we stop searching and start finding, because that is the stuff that God is made out of. and it satisfies like no academic argument ever could. However, like everything in the spiritual life, the choice to give is up to you. And that's why we ask for the prayers of the saints to help us once again today. Saint Francis of Rome, pray for us.